I never knew my papa. He walked out on my mama, so she gave me to her sister, who resented my existence and didn't need another hungry mouth to feed. I loved my Uncle Joey. He was my only friend until the day he tried to kiss me. He said, "Now don't resist me, just get on my knee." And then he made me bleed. All I ever wanted was to be the kind of girl you see in glossy magazines with flowers in their hair. I used to dream of rainbows. Now I dream in black and white, but there's still a place that calls to me. A place that's more than all to me, where I'll be safe from harm. So I'm going back to Sadie's farm. Worked hard to get to college, and then the backseat of a Chevrolet put pay to my ambition. I spent the 1950s as a single mom against the atom bomb. And then in 67, I read about a place that seemed like heaven in Virginia, where you work the land in perfect equality and own no private property. All I ever wanted was to be the kind of girl you see in glossy magazines with flowers in their hair. We drove down from Chicago, where all the streets were burning, and on the Greyhound next to me was a woman who told me she had sons in Vietnam. As we were driving down to Sadie's farm, '60s ended badly. With all the acid casualties, we never had a chance to fly. It wasn't very long before the well ran dry and both our cows had died. I never cared for rock and roll. The younger kids all told me that I dressed just like a school mum, but someone had to keep alive the hippie dream and the clean latrine. All I ever wanted was to be the kind of girl you see in glossy magazines with flowers in her hair. I keep my sense of humor, and I don't allow what humor or despair to get the best of me. In my dreams I'll always be in my daddy's arms, walking through the gates of Sadie's farm. I'm walking through the gates of Sadie's farm.